Welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday the 6th of June. Does that sound about right to you?
Roughly.
Near enough. And here is the news.
Posh Spice has gone for the knicker look.
Like Sienna Miller?
Yeah, but she's gone for a glittery knicker. And it actually works.
I'd say they're more of a hot pant.
Works better, would you think?
Yeah.
I think they're quite knicker.
Kate Moss has also gone for a knicker look. She's modelling a vest and briefs that are coming from her range. Vest is £12. Oh no, it's bikini bottoms. But what it looks like to me is it's like a very old pair of white pants that have been washed 30 to 40 times and have gone grey. I wouldn't pay for that.
That must be what her knickers are like.
Probably they are.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't really fancy getting them. I would say they wear more than a knicker and a hot pant. Look.
What, the posh ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the back they sit and they are.
Great legs.
Yeah, good legs. She's accessorised them nicely with some tight line on them. Unless you just draw the line on
and
the
eye. And very high heels. She still looks like a spastic, though.
The logo thing for the Olympics, that debacle still rumbling on.
Yeah.
Now turns out that it's giving everyone an epi when they look at it, because there's a moving version on the website. People are going to have a look. They reckon 30-odd people have had epileptic fits from looking at it.
Right.
Sounds suspicious to me. 35,000 people have signed an online petition saying, get rid of it. Ken Livingston's today spoken out and said, I wouldn't pay a penny for that. Which is alright, because you don't have to.
Good, well I'm glad he has said that rather than sticking up for it. That's good. 1 in 6 people is an alcoholic in this country.
Again, they reel that story out about once every 2 months.
It gets a bit worse every time.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's the whole binge drinking thing, there's the whole everyone's on drugs as well, is that one? Everyone's in debt. Same old, same old. This is new. Big Brother, the nominations have been announced, what Ziggy had to do, and he's gone for Emily and Shabnam, not Charlie, interestingly enough. Charlie's minions.
Well, she's more, in a way, she's less bother than those two because she's so open and stupid.
She's not exactly sly, is she?
Yeah, whereas Emily is sly and Shabnam's just weird.
Well, there we go. A new shop has opened. Oh. There's a right furore about it.
Why?
Because it's a Whole Food organic shop. They haven't been in America. It's called, indeed, Whole Food. And there's one open here. I think it's in High Street, Ken, at Singleton. If you're not a local. So, it's apparently great. Sounds good. It's got a cheese room with 400 different sorts of cheese in it. 100 strong wine collection. 12 metre seafood counter. A 55 chef kitchen. And 10,000 groceries spread over 3 floors. Don't sound like going to Tesco's to me. There are also 13 different places where you can eat, including sushi, dim sum, creperie, an oyster bar and a champagne bar.
We should go on Saturday, live it up.
I do have to go on a Saturday. We just go off work one day and go. We could do a news box from there. We didn't fart during the minute.
I don't know.
It's all eco-friendly as well. They've got ecological electricity. They use recycling, they recycle their plastics. And you can take all your glass and cans in for recycling. Oh, it's ever
sounds,
so exciting.
It sounds great.
Gosh, you know.
Now, tonight is the showing of the Princess Diaries.
Well, who thinks you watch that?
Everyone.
The Apprentice is on. It's the penultimate episode. 3 of them are getting fired today, you know.
Oh.
I'm not even remotely interested in Diana. I don't know who's going to get through to the final of The Apprentice. Could be anyone. I almost want it to be I think Christina's probably the strongest contender. Mm-hmm. I don't know who she'd go up against. I don't think Lohit's going to make it because he's so boring. I fell asleep during the programme, which profiled more their background. I fell asleep before it got to Lohit. Or when it got to Lohit. I don't know.
Is tonight, is tonight the night when they have the job interviews yeah. and it turns out that they're all bullshitters?
Yeah. Don't like bullshitters.
Oh, that's quite good. Well, anyway, with the Diana thing, the reason that they don't want to show her in the car is that I think they'll find is it's not actually her.
Is it a robot?
Yeah.
There's some springs coming out of her.
Yeah. She's still in hiding somewhere. Where do you think she'd be?
She's probably in that Whole Food shop at the Oyster Bar.
Same place as Madeleine McCann.
Yep. Talking of Madeleine McCann, the Germans have been upsetting the McCanns.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember last year when the Germans all said that David Beckham's sister was fat or whatever it was? They were very rude. They're doing a similar thing with the McCanns, but they're saying, yeah, you stole your own baby, you fools. They've had to speak out and say no, they didn't.
Well, I mean, they'd have, you know, I'm sure they've been checked up. This, you know, by a massive course.
The first thing you do, to be honest, isn't it? You would look at the closest relatives in any sort of case.
George Clooney has said that he finds Brad Pitt stunning. He says he's got it all, and worse than that, he's got no ego.
Oh, I love it when a new Ocean's film comes out and they all start stroking each other and they tell us all about the little practical jokes they played on each other. Clooney and Damon and Pitt.
What jokes?
Well, I don't know, they always do like little puerile jokes and things and they get all giggly. I think George Clooney put some cling film over the toilet once when they were filming Ocean's 11.
So they got shit on their asses.
I don't know if it was shit or piss.
Well, you don't see it on the toilet if you're a man. Piss.
Yeah, but you still piss in the toilet. Unless there's a urinal there. Obviously, in your house, do you have a urinal?
No.
I have to think Josh had a wee.
But they wouldn't have. But they wouldn't have been filming in the house.
Shut up. Oh, it's too annoying. Kirsten Dunst has been pictured in the park having a fag. To be honest, that could be anybody. I don't even think it's her. It's just a blonde girl with sunglasses on having a fag. There's no distinguishing features. She's not smiling, so you can't see her little fangs or anything.
No.
I mean, got to take their word for it.
Probably is her, to be fair.
I'm not convinced.
She looks like a young Meg Ryan, who wishes that people would stop seeing her as cute. Now, she must be getting on a bit now. Surely she's not still cute.
Nobody thinks she's cute, not after she was mean to Parky.
Oh, yeah.
She got that trout power sort of going.
I'd like to watch a rewatch of that on YouTube.
Well, you probably can. I watched When Harry Met Sally the other day. Cute. It was cute as anything. It's one of the bestest films.
True.
There's some sort of threat of a new Cold War. We're all going to blow each other up, apparently.
Yeah, more on that soon.
But, more interestingly, a Chinese farmer has come up with a brilliant idea. He used these for beer bottles. Instead of recycling them, he's rigged up 66 bottles. And then when the water goes through the bottles, it's heated by sunlight. And then it makes hot water. And then his family will have a shower in it. And it's brilliant, isn't it?
Great.
When I was a kid, I used to do some science by... putting black bin bags over pots of water to warm them up.
Warm up what? The water?
Yeah. Not for anyone, just because it was interesting to me that you could, the black absorbs heat. So it would heat up the water.
Well, noticeably.
Yeah. How quickly? On a sunny day.
All right, how quickly?
I didn't monitor that.
Well, talking of science. Johnny Ball,
yay,
has won an award.
Is it for being Johnny Ball?
It's for being a very good engineer, and for being smiling, clever, and thinking of numbers.
Well done.
Yeah, oh, look at him. He hasn't changed much, has he?
He's got a bit older, but no less good at thinking of numbers. Some more 2012 logos that have been done. To be honest, the ones that have been sent into the London paper are all quite cliched and boring, to be honest. I almost prefer the one we've got. I quite like that one.
I like the colours of that one.
That's just the colours of the Olympic rings.
They're well, set.
Well, you know, they're great, so why fuck with them?
Well, they haven't. They have put them in. Oh, they haven't put them in the colours, have they? That one's alright. That one's alright. These ones, I think, boring. It could be any country, any city. Just some people.
Apparently lots of women have been waiting into their 40s to have children. They're having fertility treatment because they see the celebrities doing it. They think that they can do it, but then they only
they realise they can't afford it.
Only 2.8% of 44-year-olds have births.
Wow, that's a very small number.
Yeah.
I mean, is that all 40?
Of the ones having IVF.
I was going to say, was it just all of them, or the ones wanting?
No, not all of them. Dr. Alan Pacey says celebrity older mums are helping to drive this myth that women can have everything. The problem is IVF cannot reverse the ageing process.
Oh dear. I've just read a website again. What's this got to do with anything? I thought it said Thomas Sexchange on it, but actually it's Thomas Exchange, and it was the exchange rates. Woolies, the new rubbish shop, they're beginning the road to recovery by starting an online service. And I did walk past Woolworths earlier, and they've got catalogues in Argos Staley out the front. I think that's exactly what they shouldn't be doing. What they should be doing is sorting their fucking messy shops out, which are always full of rude custom service people. They're always half full of stock, nothing's labelled, nothing's got a price on it. You know, what their assets are surely their shops. They've got shops on every high street in this country. Why not make them good instead of rubbish like they are, what they are now? When I was a kid, Woolworths was the best shop.
It was a good shop, but I suppose a lot of what they sell is stuff that people often very much buy online these days. I mean, how often do we now nip to Woolies fair?
Well, do you know, I've stopped trying, but it's good for things, for household things, like light bulbs, paint, mugs. Our mugs are from Woolies. Yeah, you can get your birthday cards, sweets there. I think they should be making the most of their shops rather than doing it online.
Their overheads would be greatly decreased if they closed all their shops and did everything online, and then we would.
Oh no, it would be. But then where would we get our dye from? That is good for dye.
Get that online.
I don't want to wait. Sometimes you want something now. You don't want a delivery charge.
A girl went in to hospital because she had tonsillitis. She went in to have her tonsils taken out. She only gone and died.
Bloody hell.
Yep.
Turns out, why did she die? Did they not take out her heart by mistake?
No, hemorrhage, that just happens sometimes. Usually one in every 400,000. So, bit of a shame.
A former inmate of prison where Paris Hilton is says Paris Hilton's going to find she'll get pretty hairy during her time there because there's no waxing in prison. So now I really want to see what she looks like when she comes out.
Interesting. The woman who stole loads of money from her bosses and bought that, do you remember it was like a crocodile, a car that looked like a crocodile?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And loads of other stuff as well. She's gone to prison.
Is it just for bad taste?
Just because she stole the money, really.
There's an article here about what you should wear at a wedding in the summer.
What should you wear?
Well, just clothes, nice dress, essentially, that don't wear white because that's rude.
Is it?
It is if you're not the bride. and not too slaggy. And it says for makeup, because of the sun, the sun's quite unforgiving. It's quite a bright light. You shouldn't wear too much makeup because you're in a low light situation. If you're going to be outside having your picture taken.
Yeah.
Make sure it's night. They suggest getting Clinique Pore Minimizer. Contains no pigments but makes skin look poreless. We'd marry it. That actually made me want to get some. Even though I suspect it's probably rubbish.
Jordan, you know, she's preggers. Mm-hmm. She's found out she's having a baby. Now, she's still pregnant.
Yeah.
But she's already said, the baby's going to be called Crystal, and my new book is called Crystal. And the book is going to talk about how our Harvey, it's going to talk about Peter Andre.
So it's another... Jordan's biography, this is the third one then.
Third one, I think. So talk about Andre.
Well, she did the first one, Jordan My Story, then she did Jordan My Story, A Whole New World, where she added a few chapters about Peter Andre.
Yeah, well, this is about his meningitis, and then when Harvey tumbled face first into a mirror, and then when Harvey accidentally got scalded in a boiling hot bath. I wonder what the tragedy she can set up for book number four.
Breasts imploding. Divorce, to be honest, that would be the most inevitable thing, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
Well, I'd like to think not, but
I don't think so. Not for a while. Angelina Jolie says it is a bit of a struggle with the four kids, but we are going to try and get a little Czech orphan.
What colour will that be? Checked.
Yeah.
Sort of played tartan type thing.
Chimera.
Duncan James from Blues going to go in Chicago.
And cured blindness.
Really?
So that's good. And there's a new agency being set up for deflowering if you're a nervous virgin.
What's wrong with virgins these days?
God, house prices soaring. £3 million for a one bedroom flat.
How big is it though? Is it massive?
It is big. It is very big.
And is it, obviously it's obviously somewhere very posh. Is it next to that posh food shop?
It's in Belgravia.
Yeah.
But it's still a one bedroom flat. It's got... It's got a drawing room.
They're just doing drawings in it.
A bedroom with an ensuite bathroom, a separate lav, and a good-sized kitchen.
Ooh, I'll tell you what. You could have a couple of extra bedrooms out of that, make it a three-bed.
You could.
And then it'd be worth £9 million.
The estate agent said, personally, I would rather buy a wonderful one-bed flat than a mediocre two-bedroom flat of the same size.
Yeah, right, like any estate agent's got £3 million to spare.
Yeah. God.
It's ridiculous.
It's not... It looks quite plain.
It's quite beige.
Yeah.
Does it look like from the outside? Has it got a balcony or anything? Garden?
I don't know which floor it's on, but this is a building.
It's quite pretty. Well, there we go then. Any more news?
there was one other thing.
Property ladder.
8 o'clock, it's a repeat. And it's the repeat of, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a loony woman who wanted to build a house that was healthy. And she kept putting weird stuff everywhere.
And it took her like years and years and years.
Yeah, because she was like burying crystals in the floorboards and things.
Is it a visit to see how she's getting on?
No, it's a repeat.
Or is it just a repeat? It's not an update?
No. Well, I don't know if you can update on it. She did sell it and it did alright in the end, but
only she might build another one and decided to do a really
unfriendly
one. Only
because the prices had gone up, not because of anything she'd done. She was lucky for her.
Very lucky for her.
But it was very funny, I seem to remember.
Right, well, that'll be it then. That's our recommendation for the night. Do you recommend you watch Diana?
No.
I recommend you watch The Apprentice.
Sad farewell to Prezza.
Oh yeah, the late John Prescott.
It is pretty sad. He's one of our kind of
top politicians, really.
but he's a pretty major.
John Major.
Person, and he's entertained.
He's a figure of fun, isn't he?
He's a figure of fun. He's worked very hard over the years in various things.
He's did a lot of pamphlets.
He's likeable. He was always likeable, wasn't he?
Yeah, there was something, you know, endearing about him.
Yeah, not like a lot of them.
So we'll miss him, won't we?
Like Presley, you'd thought, could sit and get a piss with you, he'd be really funny.
Yeah, he'd probably be quite indiscreet, I imagine.
Do you reckon? It's too late to get anything out of him.
Gossip. Oh well. Goodbye, John.
Bye. And sorry you didn't get to enjoy any retirement. But, you know, you can retire now you're in heaven.
That's what it's for, really.
Yeah, a bit of rest.
Well, there we are then.
Right, bye.